it will never be easier to speak out about these issues than it is today. The longer you stay silent, the worse the situation will be. So if you think that by keeping your head down, you can somehow appease these guys and you'll be okay, you're kidding yourself. If you think ever, any time in your lifetime, you have anything to say about it, now would be the time. There's just too much in the sexual revolution that is inhuman and harmful and irrational. As believers, we have to have the confidence to know that that's true. The kids who are being born today who are going to be living in these households that have no structure at all, and I don't care whether they're gay households or straight households, that's not the part that concerns me. Those kids are going to look back on us and they're going to say, what were you thinking that I would never want to know who my mom was? What were you thinking that I would never need to know who my dad was? What was the government thinking? Where were the grown-ups while all this was going on? That's, I think, what Christians need to keep their eyes on, is the way we have tried to deconstruct the organic relationship between sex and babies and marriage. And all of these other things are sideshows designed to keep us from seeing how important that issue is, and that we, in fact, are on the right side of history.